This is What's Happened, a podcast that looks at cases with similar aspects to the Chris Watts case that didn't get quite the attention. This case that we're talking about, you know, has gotten some attention. In my personal opinion, one of the reasons that she hasn't gotten the attention that she deserves is because she is Black. And I'm not saying that to race bait, but since I got involved with missing persons cases, I just see it all the time. It's a fact. Last year, there was about 17 or 18 national cases, not one Black person. It's wrong. They also do it to males. It's just one of the many biases in the media. So last episode was part two of our Keira Coles segment, and the first episode was our first episode ever, and that went over the case's general circumstances. Last week, we did the first part of the interview with Joseph Coles, in which he tells us some new information not yet released. This is the second part of that interview, and it is just as important as the first part. Also, we did open a GoFundMe for him because he's trying to get a billboard put up, okay? So if you can donate, that would help out a lot. He wants to get a couple of billboards for Keira. So I'm going to play the rest of the interview next, and I hope you guys enjoy. And one last thing. You can find us on Facebook at Missing Person Cases Network, YouTube at Missing Person Cases Network, where I'll have the video version of this up. We're on Instagram at Missing_Persons_Network, Twitter at @the_MPC Network. And I'm not sure what case we're going to be doing next, but I'm leaning towards Akia. She went missing in Baltimore the day of her baby shower. She's barely ever talked about, and I think that case could really use some awareness. So until next time, guys, I hope you enjoy the interview. Let us know what you think. Thanks.
I don't be want to say that, but I'll be like, what's going on over there? But once they see whatever it is, I'm like, it might be right on my alley.
Shit,
I'll just walk in there. They'll be calling me, talking about, where you at? You don't walk. Boy, stay right there. Yeah. And you know what they say? Boy, stay right there. Some motherfucker finna come and get you. I'm like, come on, why you ain't say you ain't? I needed a ride. Yeah, y'all know I ain't got no motherfucking car. Why would I keep telling y'all every time y'all call me that I don't got no fucking car?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I just, it should be booing the hell out of me.
This is known information.
It has been known. And, you know, like when this happened, it was kind of like, I stayed out there 8 days. I'm 18 days. I straight in front of her building. I think I might have got rained on twice out of 18 days. But then, like, my cousin, now they was coming around, like, you know, bro, come on in the house. You know, we can go over here. Bro, I was going up to my auntie house, and she did some bullshit, pissed me off. So. I just keep my...
Okay, so when he says those 18 days, he was literally sleeping in a car outside Keira Coles' house for the first 18, 19 days. Okay, so anyone who thinks that, you know, he's not doing this for the right reasons is crazy. When I had first heard that a while ago, it upset me, and that's why I shared his GoFundMe. That's why I've been supportive of him this whole time. As soon as I found out that he was the one that was always saying it wasn't her in the video, and what he's done, and the way that the other side of the family has backed Josh so much, has made me very skeptical of them. How are you going to back this man when, allegedly, quote-unquote allegedly, is the reason that she's missing, but everybody knows that he holds the key to the answers of where.
Yo, that's y'all. If I don't trust it, if I'll see, you can't even be nice, you know, like my grandkids, I'll be. Don't do that, mean keep doing it.
Yeah, don't do that, mean you get away with it.
Yeah, yeah. Again, like I had to talk to him, but they know I'll punch him in a minute.
No, that's why I laughed. Yeah. I wasn't laughing at your situation. I was laughing thinking, thank God, I'm not the only person that does this, because this sounds very familiar to my house.
No, this the only difference between my house and your house. You can knock them down. They ain't gonna really fuck with you. these kids in here will tear your ass in a minute. You put your hands on me, you won't come. I'll call the police. You think they're gonna touch them? No, they are not. See, that's why I keep telling y'all it's different.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You punch the fuck out of one of these black kids, the motherfucker's dollar 911 on your ass going to jail. With no hesitation.
It's true.
I've seen it happen, believe me. I ain't even on Facebook. Like, now I took that Facebook shit off.
That's probably a good thing for you.
What did you think about that voicemail? I mean, that conversation.
Yeah, did you see that?
About who?
I sent it to him. Ariel talking.
To Michelle. Yeah, talk that. Yeah, Ariel, or is it? It might not be Ariel. It might be what's the girl name? Shit, Marquita.
Is that a friend of theirs?
Yeah, she was on camera on the side. Now you want to kill her ass.
She was supposed. I thought that she was supposedly the last one to see Kiara.
Oh, so now she's not friends with them. She turned. Is she the one that called Ariel?
Oh,
I didn't know that.
I don't know. It's a lot of shit going on. A lot of shit that a lot of people don't know.
What did you think of that phone call, though?
The same chick that set up the fucking GoFundMe page, she was the one calling the Ariel chick. So that's her. End up trying to, like, that would be the young lady that set up the GoFundMe page for me that I told not to do it.
Yeah.
It,
well, Ariel said that R. Kelly had her.
Hey, then I bullshit you not. I don't put that past her. You know people shut that building down?
Yeah.
You know he was living there. Down, so I'm assuming. So I'm assuming he moved back in there.
Oh, shit, wow.
I'm on the south side, he on the west side. It ain't that hard to, you know, I have my own car, could have just rolled up. You can see this motherfucker. He ain't like he had.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like right.
I just show the support people show me, that's all.
Yep. Let me see. So, how do you feel about how the investigators have done so far?
To be honest, there. I told you already. It's only, you know, it took me a minute to really, like, gather my thoughts and understand what they for papers.
I only imagine. Well, I see all the drama. I saw you guys had like a sit down. I thought things would get better, but
you know what that boy was about, man. They was just, you know, they was, you know, before she just like you guys in the round. Y'all guys was when they first came around, got that dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Then the dinner was bullshit.
Oh. I mean,
you know, my sister flew up here, like, you know, at first, you know, like, when my sister and them came, we had that dinner, that because me and the baby mom wasn't seeing eye to eye. Well, it wasn't, we wasn't seeing, she wasn't listening to whoever.
Mm-hmm.
We all had all this negative shit to say. But when we came to dinner, all this shit was to the side, let's figure this shit out. But, yeah, that shit did not go like that for us. Like, that shit got worse. I've never reached back out to her. They have reached out to me several times. First it was, I was living at her apartment. And a motherfucker never talked to me. Then they say in a refrigerator. I don't know nothing about that.
I remember that. That was at the beginning.
Yeah, so let me just show you how crazy it is. I didn't just find out about that refrigerator shit probably till like when it came up, when they were talking about it, I found out like 2 weeks after.
Wow.
Girls, how the hell they not know it's like,
I know that is.
You know what I'm saying? It was just the situation fucked up all the way around the board. If you really ask me, it's a possibility they feel. We don't fucking know.
Right, right.
Okay, I know that that was very broken up. You could only hear a little bit. What he's talking about is the refrigerator. Somebody moved a refrigerator out of Kiara's building when she went missing. It's very sketchy. Because she lives in an apartment building, they can't, you know, say it was definitely from her building. I don't know if it was removed out of her room, but you know, if someone was going to carry her out in a fridge, they're not going to remove her fridge, because then people would know, oh, someone probably have obviously moved her out in the fridge. So they would have to use someone else's fridge. It's definitely out there, but how? It's a possibility. You gotta consider everything.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they think there's a serial killer going on in Chicago.
Oh, they see it this all the time. Hey, man, they see it this all the time. But that's happening with my daughter. They had a serial rapist over there going on at the same time as she had my daughter. Like, so.
But the typical behavior of them is to not. It's like you said, to leave the bodies where it's discoverable. They want to get as far away from their friends as possible, so they don't take the time to do any. So,
but I'm gonna say this:
out there is a very big possibility.
Yeah, that's a big possibility. So either someone has paid for that baby, which is a possibility.
Yeah, so, unfortunately, that's
always a. Yep, and it's going on because that. It is.
Yeah, how far along was she showing, though? Because I had seen pictures of her, and she was just tiny.
Okay, so Mr. Coles brings up a great point there. Somebody could have kidnapped her just for her baby, because that does happen. People steal other people's babies. You know, there's so many possibilities, but when it comes down to it, everything points back at the baby dad, Josh, and his wife, or girlfriend, whatever you want to call her, Kiara Smith. And the Chicago police have said it's a third person, and many people are speculating that is Kiara Smith's sister.
In the sonogram?
Yes.
So, I mean, if somebody was going to, if somebody was going to abduct her for the baby part, I would know she was pregnant, because she didn't seem to be, like, super showing, you know what I mean? Like,
no, but she,
if they knew she was pregnant.
I'm be honest with y'all. Whether he walked in,
that's what you believe.
Yes. Whether he walked in on it, who about it? When you plan on putting this podcast out there?
When?
Yeah.
I'm hoping for Friday, but if you want it on a different day, we can do that.
Yeah, I'm talking about today.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. I was hoping to get this podcast out sooner, but some unforeseen situations arose. I wasn't able to, but this podcast needs to be shared and spread everywhere, because Kiara Cole's due date is coming up, and many people are hoping and praying that, you know, after the baby is born, that she will reappear. That's what we're praying for.
From the other year.
Oh. All right.
I mean, y'all are telling me what I said. This is what it says before you get it. This is the girl, Kier. The other Kier, not my Kier. But she's telling John, if you ever get a woman outside, great, you're going to have to burn a bitch up in front of you.
Oh, that was that, Kiara? Because some people said it wasn't.
We saw that post in our group, and there was people that said, oh, that's not the right Kiara, blah, blah, blah. But I recall seeing that.
Okay, so what Mr. Coles just said was, Kiara Smith, Josh's Kiara, who was also 3 months pregnant as Kiara Coles was 3 months pregnant, had a Facebook post that said, you know, if my man, something to the effect of, if my man gets another girl pregnant, we're going to have to kill him. Which raises even more red flags. At
holy shit. I don't look at none of this shit. I never looked at the interviews I did on CNN. I don't listen to the shit I talk about on the radio. That shit is not on my fucking mind. What's on my mind is, where's Kiara?
Right. Yeah. But I had always believed that that was the Kiara.
Yeah, that was her. This is what she said. Nigga, if you ever cross, you get a bitch pregnant on the side. But they was, this is the crazy part. Kiara and Kiara was aware of each other.
Oh, they were. So she knew that.
My daughter knew, listen, they all working together at the post office. Why would they not know about each other?
Right.
But then the crazy part, I mean, it ain't really crazy. I mean, if I did some shit, I'd get the fuck out the way too right away.
Okay. So, Mr. Coles just said that the two Kieras knew each other. And I had heard that. I heard that they had actually been in a physical altercation at one point, too. I didn't ask him about that, but that's just a rumor going around. So they knew about each other, but I think it was the fact that she was actually pregnant that really pissed him. He actually makes another really good point. He says, if I did something, I'd get the fuck out of the way, too. What did they do? They left the state. Come on. They're guilty. End of story.
Yeah, it's a possibility. Only three people I can think of is Josh, the girl Kiara, that came from out of town and went back out of town.
When he says the girl that came in town and went back out of town right away is Ariel, who is Kiara Smith's sister, and the person who says that, oh, I think R. Kelly got her in the earlier clip that we aired.
I stole like yeah, they all at the club party doing that girl. They sent me that one video of, like, you were just talking about there with her saying, and I'm telling you, they were, well, don't stop calling me, bitch. We don't give a fuck about that, bitch.
Yeah. That is horrible.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine what that's got to be like to hear that call, because I'm not related or affiliated to Sierra, but I heard it, and I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah. They doing what they want to do when they want to do it. See, the now, they say I got an attitude on the ignorant pain brawl with that post about the GoFundMe. This is the shit you're going to compare with the old man. You ever did, so why do you?
Okay, that broke up a lot too, but it's very important what he says there. So, the girl who opened the GoFundMe for Mr. Coles the first time was saying, why are you even looking for her? You know she's dead. And he said other people have done that too. And I think that is so disrespectful. Okay? This is his baby girl. This is his daughter. He is going to believe that just like every other parent of a missing person, you want to believe that they are still alive until you have absolute
proper burial.
Yeah.
Right. I talked to this lady from that year. She, to me, I thought she was crazy. But what it is you might have somebody be missing for so long, and they just constantly keep playing the same shit on TV that somebody's missing. Somebody, every day.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, she reached out to auntie or uncle been missing for like 20-some years, and nobody knows where he is yet. They haven't found him. And we did the missing. We'll do it. I'm here.
Well, and as long as you don't have answers, you're
going to
seek them.
Just get out of the way. I didn't hear you say that again.
And as long as you don't have answers, you're going to seek until you got them. And
without a doubt. No, I've seen a couple of them. I don't even know what the fuck they even call. Whether the captain or the lieutenant of the police. These the same one came out with Kiara. Yeah, I showed up today. Shit, yesterday.
Right.
Some of the people that came around, they was over. if I even get the inkling, you thinking that, I say that, I get right in your face, right, and let you know right away. This is what I'm doing. Yesterday, the incident happened over there, but I didn't want to deter their situation.
Right.
Turn it into my situation.
You were there for support.
I stepped back, but you got to remember the people that got stabbed were being ignorant as hell yesterday. Yeah, I didn't say all that. They ain't motherfucking business. I came to show them support. They just didn't want the support from the mayor. For the dog.
Statistically, you are correct. And unfortunately, until things change, that's the sad reality. And that's
it really is.
When I say it's so bad, let me tell you something. Y'all could be towing a car. Y'all ain't doing shit. They won't fuck with you. But let me be in front of y'all that I'm riding by myself and shit all the way around the world.
Oh, I know. I see it all the time. It happens with my sister's husband, and it happens with my childhood friend all the time. Every time we're with him, he gets pulled over.
Right.
Yeah, the profiling.
It's crazy.
Yeah, the profiling. And that shit is the truth.
No, and you're right. Let me just say,
the people that's coming up, like, believe it or not, the police involved in this shit, too. This shit bigger than what y'all think.
Oh, yeah.
And listen to this. For missing person cases that made it national last year, there was about 18. Guess how many black people there were? Out of 18.
One.
Zero.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. The national media only...
I don't like to bring up race in any conversations. I think it's horrible that people do that and race bait. But... these are just facts. These are statistics, okay? The national news media, last year had about 18 national missing cases. I looked into it. Zero black people. Okay? It's also, so the bias isn't just black people. It's all minorities. And it's also men, okay? Men do not get the coverage that women get. I hate it. This is why I do this. Originally, I started doing it for addicts and mentally ill. And then I realized there's more biases than just that. It isn't right. Every person's...
white girls with blonde hair.
Or with sensational...
right. I hate it. Right. It bothers me so much.
Yeah.
You know, Kiara's story should be national. She was pregnant and there's an affair. Like,
you know what I mean? There's another girl involved. Like, that should be national news.
Yeah, exactly.
Girls that's involved, and them girls saying all that stupid ass shit on there.
Right. Plus, there's two people missing, technically, right?
Because in what, 10, 12 days? She's due.
13 days. She's due on the 23rd, and that was the thank you day that I had for my son.
I mean,
I'm hoping that she's just gonna come walking in your door.
Hey, man, I'm hoping. Just for the update,
Mr. Holt, what can the community or just any of our listeners from anywhere in the country or the world, technically, what can they do to help you find Kiara?
This just the support alone goes a long way. Like I said, I'm struggling. I don't ask. I don't want people to take it the wrong way. But they must know it costs to get out here to look. I don't care what they're looking for because they don't tell them where she's at.
Well, you had to leave your job. And when that happens, usually people open GoFundMes in missing persons cases and they get money.
At ground zero. And you've never left. So,
and I'm still here at ground zero. Be honest with you. Right, sure. Like I say, I'm gonna say it again. I don't want nobody to take it.
Right. No, I understand. Yeah, I get it.
I do understand the meaning behind GoFundMe page. Like I told you, I got ideas of my own. I would love to open up a little corner store and pass out literature and a story kids. People able to come in, like kids able to come in, and I learn more about the world and what makes the world function, you know?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
If I had the money to do it, I would definitely, I'm in the street. So this had to turn me from being in the street to more like being a concerned parent, like slash activist for the missing and exploited kids of America, period.
Well, you're back in the streets, but you're sending a different message this time, and you're out in the streets trying to provide that important guidance and get that word out. And I think that's great. And I wish I could help you. I wish I was still in Milwaukee.
Oh yeah, I definitely, you know, like I say, I'm making.
Of course,
make it happen. Whatever that work, you know what I'm saying.
Yep. I mean, that's all you can really do.
Just, you know, just let it know this. I'm a stereotype y'all for it. you guys go to the woods, hunt, and all that shit. These motherfuckers ain't going no woods up here.
No, I've never hunted
before.
You see
what I'm saying? Yeah. Go to the woods and survive. We can go to the street and survive. You see the difference?
Yeah.
They got animals in the woods, right? They got animals on the street.
They got monsters on the street.
Right. They got monsters in the woods when it's dark, ain't
it? They own Bigfoot, I guess. But yeah.
So they tell us, like, anyway, it's not really stereotype, but it is. But I'm just trying to get you to see the same aspect as I see it. I've been in the woods. I done hunting. I done been up here late and shit. And I done been to where the bear is at. The average person in the city can't tell you they've been to where near a bear.
No, yeah.
I used to work for the Genio Turkey up in Barron, Wisconsin.
Mr. Coles used to work at the Genio plant where Jamie Kloss's parents worked. That's pretty.
Thanks, Liz.
Right. See, now let me tell you about up there. They have nothing but cabins up there. Motherfuckers, they got all the money in the world live up there, but they don't live up there. They own houses and cabins up there off the lake. They got like, look, they got ocean. I was in prison. I used to have to clean the lake up around there. It wasn't shit to clean up.
But culturally, there is unfortunately a huge difference between how the Black community and the white community or non-Black community can coexist or survive in certain areas, and it's really sad, and I wish that wasn't the case.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they say that racism shit ain't up here. That shit's still here.
It's everywhere.
Unfortunately.
No, yeah. Listen to me, y'all. The people, where you from up here, you'll know the towns I'm talking. You know where Janesville at, right?
Yeah, oh, that's where the KKK tally was.
Yeah, because the motherfucker that was the KKK
that been was
living
there
for the last. Yeah, he been living that last 40, 50 some years. Yes, he has a government. He has a government position.
Oh, that's right. He got elected to that. Oh my God.
Yes, but see, then no more. See, listen, all that shit didn't come out while he was running and all that shit.
No.
Somebody finally realized who the fuck he really was.
Yeah.
And then he brought it to the forefront. Now. He ain't with that shit no more. Then somebody catch him a couple of nights later. They all in the bar talking about fuck them niggers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
And this motherfucker got a government position, but they always, you know, in Janesville, I guarantee you, y'all, listen to me good. It's only 1% of Black people in Janesville. Why? Because they two motherfucking racists died.
Yep. No, I used to live in Madison, and I had a store that I managed in Janesville, and I didn't know anything about that community, and I realized real fast, it's disgusting.
Okay, I don't want to make this too much about race, but racism goes both ways, and it's important for this case because I believe that if she was a white woman, she would be national media. She's not. She does not have nearly the...
Yep. The South is bad.
Let they know hot dogs burnt up. So they're smoking and kissing their ass. You know, I was telling them to leave me alone while I was on the phone.
I know, so they probably were scared to come see you.
They didn't want to say nothing.
And they didn't want to say shit, but here it is, the goddamn kitchen smoking. Man, my kids are something else. But they open their mouth and bug me about the wrong shit every day, all for them.
Okay, there's something I want to bring up, so. I had never spoke with Mr. Coles until that day, and we spoke for at least 5 hours that day, and we have spoken since, and he is just a genuine from the heart kind of guy. Like, funny. He's just a good person. And you could just tell by things he said, the way he acts. Even Lisa was saying it's, you know, it's refreshing to see someone like that. And the way he's being portrayed is the opposite. And I don't like that. You know, he keeps it 100 all the time. And from the beginning, when he said, that's not Kiara, that's not Kiara, and so many other things, it's troubling. Really troubling the way the other...
Frankie is telling me,
they let the fucker
hide. They're Cajun,
they're black.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they Cajun. They Cajun eye. They don't want no part of Cajun. Look, we black, but goddamn, we don't want black food. Shit, that's it. It's all right to have bacon burnt. I like bacon.
Oh yeah.
You can burn my bacon up. I ain't gonna be mad. we like the mediocre black family. Shit, they got every electronic machine in here. Hoverboard. The shit that float off the ground. mini bikes, ghost cars, four wheelers. The crazy part about that shit, though, you know, we get this shit for them, man, but they don't realize that they not able to ride this shit. So what the fuck was it that good to purchase that shit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're not cheap. Yeah.
Make a salami sandwich. Unless you want Cajun hot dogs. Y'all don't understand. He every bit of 5'8", he every bit of 260 solid. Only weigh 165. You know I'm about to kill this motherfucker who ever raised his hands up in me. Yeah, I don't play like that. No, man, I really do appreciate y'all taking time out there.
Well, we appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Shit, at least I do get relieved some of this pressure.
Yeah.
That's why I always tell people, yeah, because I'm already dealing with my other daughter, too. Her mom passed. This was like 2 months now, I guess you want to say, or 1 to 3 weeks. But she passed. I haven't really had time to really sit, spend time with her to get to find out what she wanted to do in life, too. Because her and Kiara's the same age.
Okay.
The only difference about 2 months. As a matter of fact, my daughter's birthday that I'm telling you about now is this one.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And if you ever need to talk again, you can always call or message me, for sure.
Yeah, sure. Always. If you want to just talk and just get something off the chest, because we deal with a lot of wackos, and I promise you, we might be weird, but we're not wackos.
No. No, you didn't. You never heard of these kind of wackos.
No, I haven't.
It's people like that send me friend requests. Then I accept their friend requests. Before I even have a conversation with my picture of my daughter. Don't you know I have motherfuckers that ask me why I'm sending this picture? It's the same reason I'm sending this motherfucking request. I need you to pass this out of post and repost.
Right.
That's all. Until they get the full message. At first I was thinking I was sending it the wrong way. I wasn't. It was people that was trying to, like women was trying to
call. Have you ever heard of Chris Watts?
Who?
Chris Watts. He killed his wife and his two daughters in Colorado, actually in August. Yeah.
Right.
He's a crazy weirdo. But they disclosed all of the discovery documents, and in that were all the prison letters. This man was getting fan mail after he admitted to doing what he did. It's just sick what people do.
Okay, they were saying he was signal involved because you know what else is you. From West Coast, I'll give you a little bit about the largest deal. Let me just say this. Jeffrey Dahmer, the dude that killed him, I was in jail with, Scarver. Scarver has been moved to where they keep the big drug lords and kingpins. You know why?
Okay.
This man was he was in a portage.
Oh.
That's what that shit happened in a portage. So, remember now, I'm telling y'all, he's a black dude. You see him, you won't want to fuck with him because he got nappy ass hair. He look dirty as hell. You'll figure, he old bum ass motherfucker. But he ain't that stupid.
He's the one who killed Jeffrey?
He killed Jeffrey Dahmer and another motherfucker.
He used the broom.
Check it out. Yeah, a broom. He broke the broom. And it came out like a point. He stabbed dude to death and the other dude.
Yeah.
So he called two homicides right there. Let me just tell y'all this. Before that, he could even afford to buy a noodle. They only cost 25 cents on that fucking stuff. Matter of fact, they 20 cents on commissary. He couldn't even afford to go to the store. Let me tell you something now. He got more money into the motherfuckers in prison.
He's like the Gotti of,
He went from being a bum to not having nothing, nobody being involved with him, ain't looking out for him. He don't got shit, period. Motherfuckers that like people like me, because we got about 10 bars of coke. I know we ain't got it. I told him, I'm gonna definitely be able to get some money, probably, eh? But now he to the point where shit, when they say mail call, this motherfucker got garbage bags of mail. Everybody else don't even get no motherfucking mail.
I used to hate people like that, that always wanted a snack but never wanted to give one.
Yeah, yeah. That's what, listen, when I say he went from zero to probably $60,000-$70,000 on his book, probably more than that.
I believe it.
And he was already doing life.
Right?
So he was doing life, and he ended up, they transferred him to state. Do you know how many motherfuckers wrote him after he killed Jeffrey Dahmer? Y'all be on this shit, so look up YouTube, look up Jeffrey Dahmer. And the dude that killed him. They gonna see.
Bail us for Jeffrey Dahmer's trial.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So that's where I got into true crime. I was like 12 when it went down. But I remember, and then when he got killed in prison.
Yeah, we witnessed
that. That was crazy.
Even though, to me, that is the softest fucking prison in the world to go to in Wisconsin. I've been in prison up here.
You wanna hear something funny? I just pulled up who killed Jeffrey Dahmer, and that guy's name was the first thing that popped up.
Yeah. He didn't play no fucking games.
No, he looks crazy, too.
Yeah, he is.
Don't you look at y'all point of view versus mine. If you seen him on the street, what the fuck you gonna do? Get the fuck away from him.
I'll walk on the other side of the world.
Right. Can you imagine all these people that's really reaching out to him right now? It was for a good cause, regardless what he was in prison for. Yeah, it is. This motherfucker been raping my feet. Let me tell you something. Yeah, but not just that, but the police actually gave this little boy back to this motherfucker.
Yeah, Conrad sent the song. That was terrible.
Yeah.
And then they jumped around.
Yeah, pushing around. It just shows you how crazy the world is. Up here, let me tell y'all something right now. When I go around this corner, because I got a lot of family live around, even though I shouldn't be out there walking with this bullshit that's going. I still out there walking. If it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. Just know this. They gonna be saying, hey, yeah, this motherfucker didn't leave the streets since his daughter been gone. He just got hit on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because it can easily happen like that. I don't care if I'm just going to the gas station. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck. When them kids got shot, they open both sides of the door. You hear what I say? Both sides. So, they spraying both sides of the street at the same time.
Wow. So they didn't care.
Yeah, they didn't. There's no way in hell they should have pulled a nail trigger. They seen a nigga they was looking for, they should have waited for his ass.
Right.
They did it when...
What he's referring to is the shooting at the baby shower last weekend. I'm not sure how many were killed, but I know a child was hit. Pretty sure a child was killed too in that shooting. It was at a baby shower. A baby shower. What he's saying is, and it's true, and you know, even the mafia used to stick to this code where no women, no children. So if it's a baby shower, you should probably hold off until they're out and you know there's no kids around. Or just not do it. I mean, that's what I just wouldn't do it. But if you're going to do it, don't.
It's a baby shower. Ain't nothing supposed to be ladies there. So what? And the kids? Why the fuck is me in there? Not just that. But they posted up outside on the fucking front. For what? If you having a baby shower, it's only gonna be women and kids coming. Any idiot could know that. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Even if I threw it up on the block, motherfucker on one side that I don't fuck with. That's the motherfucker I'm gonna get. I'm just gonna be who? Okay, oh, he likes this. Oh, yeah, park down the street. So, you don't know, man. Yeah, he's gonna come past this way. I'm gonna go around and see. I can go chase him. It was over 80 some kids outside that day.
That's crazy.
Now, just say when they pulled up and started shooting on both sides, just imagine that they was driving down the street shooting on both sides.
Wow.
Yeah, she said, Joe, I just pulled up. All I did was get out the car and touch the bottom of my auntie's stairs. Well, boy, they got this girl got a hole in her fucking arm big as a quarter.
Wow.
And she ain't had no involvement with none of the negative bullshit. The lady been coming out helping me every other day, getting me from point A to point B. Like, now, she just asked me, did I want to go out? Because it was. No, I didn't even mute. Let me tell y'all what's going on with my phone. I just paid my phone bill. Do y'all know I can't get no damn internet? So I have to turn on my hotspot to talk on the phone. Don't ask me why. It's the second month this shit doing this. The only thing about it, I got a Verizon phone card I bought prior. In case I'm on the road or whatever. I need to pay my phone bill. I could just use the car. I did that. Somehow, that did not connect to Wi-Fi. I had to keep turning on my hotspot for that. I'm just due for another phone. I don't know, man. That's like we was talking and it keeps going off. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably resetting the Wi-Fi. My hotspot is off, too.
Yeah, it'd be like I'm using this hotspot because a lot of them just use Wi-Fi right now.
Okay, as you heard there, he has very spotty service, and that's why it's coming in like this. That's why there's nothing we could really do about it. Like I said, he has limited resources. If I had money, I would send it to him. I'm going to send him the, $10 I've made so far with my Anchor podcast advertising. As soon as it clears, I'm sending it to his Cash App. You know, anything would help him. You can tell he's in a dire situation, but he's doing what he got to do. You
know? Been cut off 15 times already. I had to turn the hotspot on to take it cut off.
Yep.
The world is crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah. Why people need to be like you out there.
Man, you know how many proposals I done had? Shit, I ain't never been married.
Stay that way.
Shit, hey Derek, they coming a mile a dozen, man.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted, Derek. I'm not slow to none of this shit. I got a little college in me. I've been in prison in it.
You're very intelligent.
The ladies like looking. They always wanted that in their life as far as stability, as far as having food.
Well, I'll tell you something that's pretty crazy.
Believe it or not, I'm a certified. Look, I'm certified. I just probably burnt it because I'm here talking to you guys.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm certified cook. I do everything.
That's why they want it.
I met more intelligent people in prison than I did in college.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you'll be surprised what the idiots learn once they go to prison.
I'm telling you.
Include myself.
They were smarter than the kids I went to school with in college.
And I think the street smart, no matter what, if you went to prison in school.
No, that's called being a good judge of character.
Yes.
You must know the people that you're around. When I'm around people, I'm always solo. If I'm around anybody, it's my grandkids. If they see something that don't look right, they don't bother with them. Just like now. You just see I was in a room with the door closed?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, granddad. I said, hold on. They're like, no, granddad. The kitchen is smoking. Like, you can't talk. Talk like you normally talk around here.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name? My name's Lisa.
My name's Amila.
Hi.
Hi, Zamila. I'm Derek.
Nice to meet you, too.
Do you like to do an interview?
Say something, Derek.
I said hi.
You like to give interviews?
Yes.
Is that what you want to do in your grandma?
It's good in it that I can hear.
Yeah.
Did you hear
this? Yes.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
10.
You're 7? Oh my god. You miss your aunt?
Don't let that shit fool you, Lisa, but I feel you already. Got to be more equipped and ready for that. Go ahead, Lisa.
You miss your aunt?
Yes.
And you just like her, huh? Oh, you were? When was the last time you saw your aunt?
Her birthday.
And that was, what day was her birthday? I know, I have two of them at home that age, so I know exactly what they're capable of. Well, I hope we can help you find answers, and I hope you get to see your aunt soon, and I'm glad we got to talk to you. Do you have any questions for us?
Go ahead. You can talk to them just like you would talk to me. Go ahead. Ask them whatever you want to ask them, just ask. Go ahead. See, you think it hard it is. What is it you would like to know?
Do you guys know anything else that anybody else doesn't know?
I wish we did, but you know, what we do have is we have a lot of followers on social media, so like Facebook and stuff like that. And what we do is we try to put as much information as we can out there so that hopefully somebody who does know something that you don't will come forward. That's a great question.
Oh, ask everything you like. Podcast. Remember, me and you was trying to do the podcast too, so we got to interview online. Remember, we was trying to do that? So, they doing that now. So, we need to know the information. They know how they doing their shit, but we need to know how to do our shit. You know, remember we was just talking about the GoFundMe page thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody had pulled my coattail and told me I could do it. Exactly what we got.
Yeah.
People subscribe to my page
to
read my story.
Yeah, yeah.
You can even start a podcast or a YouTube channel.
And they know how they doing their shit, but we need to know how to do our shit.
Yeah, I can help you out with that.
I want to, we were just talking about the GoFundMe page thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody had pulled my coattail and told me I could do it.
Someone
pays for your story, you have to subscribe. I always go.
You get paid. Yeah, she's right. You get paid. Mr. Cole, you know how your dream is to open a corner store and help spread awareness on the missing and forgotten? You can do that online, starting with a podcast. What Derek and I use is called Anchor, and it's free. And it will distribute it to all of these different platforms that people can listen to it on.
You see, I didn't even put my picture on there. That's my daughter icon on my page. Yes, I like it. She's walking on the side of Rainbow Beach. That's what it's called. And do you know some motherfucker all over the way is? I want to say something. These motherfuckers reached out to me and told me they had my daughter hostage, send money, they had released her. Fuck that, let me talk to her. I'm just kind of person like, fuck that, let me wait till you, let me talk to her first. I ain't saying shit, let me talk to her. They hung up, they called. So I was live.
I hope you all heard that, because this happens a lot with missing case people. When people go missing, scumbags and scammers reach out to the family and say they have the missing person and they need a ransom. Happens on a lot more cases than you would think. It's sick. People scam people with missing loved ones often because they're usually very desperate for answers. And it's sick, sadistic, and just disrespectful. And I wish people didn't do that, but there's a lot of...
And his daughter, Polly, was kidnapped from her room sometime in the 80s. He started the Fast Kids Foundation to raise awareness, and he has a huge following because he is Polly's dad. So, I mean, that's to say, to use your daughter as like a, to use it as a platform, as a way to say, look, I'm looking for answers, and I want to help you. And then I think that might help grow your viewers, but that 5 cents will add up quick once you start getting hundreds of views, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I've been trying to figure out a way, man, to go around, it'd be frustrating that I'm trying to do it all by myself, because my pride is on the moon.
Yeah.
And if somebody get in my way, I try to get them out the way, because I got my own shit going.
This is a hard time for you, so maybe now's not a good time, but, you know, just so you know that's how it works.
Lisa, do you have any more?
No, not at this point. I was just going to say, if he had anything he wanted to say that he hadn't had a chance.
Yeah, is there anything you just want to get out there?
Man, I'm going to say this. I appreciate the people that has reached out to the people that's concerned about Miss Tierra Cole's the boss. I really appreciate the support. It's always nice to talk to somebody different, especially someone with a good head on their shoulder versus the nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet that's refreshing.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. Without arguing back with you, you demanding or telling me that I shouldn't be doing it and this and that. You got to open up the door for me to cuss you out. I give you 1-2 chances to like try to like keep going or just leave it alone. But you know, you got some people that'll try you. You know, I know you should get mad at me. It ain't my fault. I ain't do it. You should be mad at the people. Oh,
I can only imagine. I can only imagine the fact people say that. Just I can't even fathom it. I just don't get it.
That's what I guess, you know, just like you say it like that, Kyle, I'm going to tell you just like this. I don't get it. There's people that, there's people reached out to me to be my friend, but when I sent them a flyer back, they said, what does this have to do with me?
Wow.
And I explained, then I go down the line and I explained, it ain't about you. It's about this young lady that's missing. This has to be my daughter. And I give out her name and I send it back to them. You know how many, you know how many times people have reached out to me doing the same shit we talking about, but then turn around. Like, it really be about them about something else. But when I get to talking to them, they not concerned about you. Yeah, they, oh, how you doing, man? Hope y'all fine. You know, prayers. Okay, cool. I said, no problem. Because you got to remember, somebody else called right back to back. Hey, how you doing? I'm like, why y'all still looking for it? Y'all ain't found it yet? Shit, if you ain't found it yet, you ain't going to find it. She probably dead and gone.
Wow.
Bro, you just moved. They tell me all kind of shit. You know, that shit be hurting. I don't let a motherfucker know they got me hurting like that. Because if I be sensitive to the situation now, You know how many people can call and say anything that might be disrespectful, gonna hurt me, and don't you know they gonna put it on me if I was on the ground about some bullshit that they didn't care y'all that they created the bullshit that called me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course they're gonna put it on you. That's what they always do.
Yeah, right. They'll make it seem like I'm just crazy because my daughter gone and I'm just sitting there crying and crying and, you know, I ain't doing this, I ain't doing that because people keep calling with their even outbursts.
So, do a lot of people message you?
Say that again.
Do you get a lot of messages from people like I did or no?
Hell yeah, Derek, I get them off every dog.
Yeah,
I got some loyal people that's been loyal from day one. No matter the bullshit, because they see the bullshit, not just that, but they're here in Chicago.
Okay.
And this is what makes it crazy. We talking right now, I'm in my grandkids' house. Somebody else would get online, like, yeah, I went on 81st today. I didn't see Mr. Cole nothing. Remember, it's hailing. I just told you it's hailing outside. Stupid ass motherfucker, why would I be hanging outside in the front hill? You know what I'm saying? They don't think.
Yeah.
See, they don't be knowing, like my daughter building. You used to be able to get them to the front door, but they have to buzz you up the stairs. So I was able to get in the front door. I can go in there and plug my phone on with no problem. So why would I wouldn't be allowed to go in that door?
Because people are ignorant.
Yeah, man, just keeping up bullshit. Then it was, you know, the first, 4 or 5 days, it was people calling the police, talking about some motherfucker looking suspicious outside. You motherfuckers know who I am. I ain't no just no somebody. And when the police used to come, I used to have to get them a taste of my motherfucking mind. They move the fuck around. But then, now they start, now the people that normally was calling, whoever the fuck everybody been calling, that they call the police. The police tell him right off the bat, that's Mr. Cole. She's out there looking for his daughter. He's not going to play.
Right. That's
so
a fact.
So they all related. But
you should really go to a lawyer because you might have a case against the cops. Because they weren't looking for her at first. They thought she was just trying to clear her mind. And then the video, the fact that they... You know how bad that is? The first 48 hours are the most important.
So let me just recap something. Early on, the cops thought that she was just trying to get away because she was stressed out, having a baby with someone who had another girlfriend, wife, whatever you want to call it. Then the phone situation, how the people went in the car and touched the phone and purse. The fact that the media and law enforcement was saying that Kiara was in that video. That, you know how much time was wasted? Still being wasted? Some people think it's still her. It's not. It's very bad for this investigation. I feel very bad.
So if I get close enough to you, I can erase all the messages I sent to you.
Oh, wow.
But,
oh, really?
This is the crazy part. They are not able to recover none of that.
Yeah, I was wondering that.
Only thing Lisa would be able to see that I did to her phone was I was texting her. That's all she would. My number would be up there. But our conversation can't be recovered. Lisa would never see it. So just say Lisa be like, yeah, Derek, don't send me this bullshit. This some dumbass shit. And she's going to try to. Right, and she's gonna try to show you that. Only thing you're gonna see on there is my phone over at the top. The mess of all the shit I said to her there will be gone. But you know, Lisa was having a conversation with me.
Okay.
That's scary.
So
yes.
That's the situation there right
now.
Now,
is that about her phone? Able to recover?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Recover a damn thing. But I had the technician come from almost an hour and a half to explain to me why they couldn't retrieve the information. This is like me and you talking now, Lisa. We got, just say we got a pay bill. Yeah, okay, Lisa. Okay. Yes, and yeah, you know, because when we were dealing with this year, I'm like, no, Lisa, you got to get rid of the. And you would think I'll come around to my friends and we get together and we will talk. I do come around to you. I got my phone set to erase all the fucking conversation me and you ever had on the clues. Only thing they will have on there is you saying, this is your bait. I don't respond back because I blank it out on.
Oh, shit.
Right, so you can't recover that information. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. That's crazy. And so the forensic technician is telling me that no matter what they did, they weren't recover anything off the Kia account.
Right.
Between her and Josh, or just at all? Was it just between her and Josh, or all of her information? Like, was her phone...
Mainly focused on Josh.
Wow, so they can have the ability to probably determine that that's what happened because her whole phone wasn't reset, so it's not like she did a fast reset. You know, where you delete everything because you're giving the phone back to the store. If it only deleted part of it and just what Josh said to her. That's right. That's crazy.
Yep, that's the only part. That's what really crazy.
Wow.
So, I don't know if you guys could hear all that, but what he's saying is that, if you have an iPhone, I didn't know this, that you could, if you're next to somebody, I guess you can, must be through AirDrop or Bluetooth, that you can erase your messages with them. But another thing I was thinking, when the first people took the phone, they tried to get into it, and they couldn't. I'm wondering if they ever got into it, because I know Apple doesn't give out warrants, doesn't break into phones even with a warrant. So I don't know. That's sketchy though, that they can't get those messages back. But the one message that's there says, it is your baby. I mean, I don't know how they don't have enough evidence to at least bring him in. It's very frustrating.
If I'm telling you, hey, listen, don't hire that fucking baby. You gotta give that baby all the father. You like, fuck that, I can get rid of shit. And then when they read the phone, all she says, fuck that, I can get rid of my baby. But you don't see my reason.
That was Monday night. That was the Monday night before she went missing. The neighbors heard them arguing. Yeah. Right?
The lady next door, she said,
yep.
He ever will never let him in through the phone. This particular day, her being so happy about the baby, him being so thirsty about this bitch that might cause a lot of problems, which it had. Like I told y'all, she sent me, somebody else sent me the screenshot of her saying, you're going to have to kill this bitch in front of me, burn up or something. Now, the way I feel about the whole situation, did he do it? It's possible. I don't really know. It's also possible that he could have walked in on some shit that he ain't had no business walking. Now he ain't got no other. He ain't got no other choice. From what I've been hearing and gathering the information I've been gathering, that girl, people know, you know, the boy. What I'm hearing, the boy mother is supposed to be top flight lawyer.
Wow.
All this money shit going around. Yeah, these motherfuckers stealing the motherfucking checks from the post.
Yeah, those are federal offenses.
Yeah, the feds were not. At first they wasn't. Well, whoever exposed them as far as like up here, you guys up there, they doing it up there, you just don't hear them. They try to keep that shit covered. Yeah. But what's been happening is they got these young girls driving these bills.
Okay, so I'm not sure if you guys heard all that. So we were talking about possible things that may have happened, and he said, yeah, Josh could have did it, but Josh could have also walked in on something. I think he was basically saying that maybe Kiara Smith, her sister, did it. It's very possible. He also said that, I'm not sure if it's Josh's or Kiara's mother or father is a lawyer. I know one of their fathers is a preacher. And, you know, they lawyered up right away. There's just so many. So he's also saying that they were trafficking drugs through the mail and getting checks through the mail. And I had first suspected that it could have possibly been a situation like that when I saw the video, by the way the person was handling the bag. It was almost like they had just picked up that package and they were going to bring it to somebody. I know people order stuff through the dark web. They have to have a drop house. You know, they usually pick an abandoned house. So the package gets dropped, then they meet the person, and they pick it up. That's what I thought happened, and it sounds like that is still a possibility by what he's saying. But the reason it's actually not a possibility is because Kiara didn't go to work. There was that fight Monday night. That's the last time anybody has heard from her. That's why I think it happened that night.
Plus, they ain't delivering these mail. Gotta remember, all the world is built off of money. So they are able to steal credit cards out the post office lot. They're able to get blank checks and shit out the post. You got people sending gold and diamonds to these motherfuckers in another world. You got money being transported through there like this. You got weed and coke and shit being
pills,
pills and shit being. Man, listen, the world revolves around these mail. I don't really see it like that. But you got to remember, your mail can get from point A to point B without what? Mail fee. Yeah. Do that make sense?
Yeah, you're right.
Everything be delivered by who? The mail fee.
A physical person. Yeah,
yeah, because you got to remember, if you ever think about it, I know y'all parents did it. If she ain't want to go to the mailbox down the street around the corner, what she do? Wait for the mail person to come to the door. That mail for them.
Right.
They would take the mail. They would not turn your mail down. They would take that mail from you. So that's what they were trying to do. It's been part of the girls coming up missing. That's why money. You got the people that work for the poker like I do. They say it's a possibility of them getting out. But nothing was never brought up about the truck. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Only reason I'm aware about the truck is one day after Blue Sea, like my friend got jacked her mail.
What?
Yeah.
Stealing a cop car. Like, it's just not something to get away with.
Hell no, they don't want that. You know what they want?
The packages.
They want the fucking bags out of it. They be bags. They know they want the bags of mail. Look, they ship everything through UPS. You got to remember, Amazon doing the same shit. Amazon, like, where y'all at in New York? I don't know if y'all aware of it. But Amazon, so-called, they in Wisconsin. They can deliver my package to my doorstep and drop that motherfucker down here and everything.
Yeah.
With a drone.
Oh, they started that already?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wisconsin, they go to Wisconsin because, you know, Wisconsin got.
That's scary.
A company that. Yeah, they can deliver your. Look, just say you at home right now. You just not making a home. You call and check on your package. They know you there. Somebody going to call you and tell you to step out. They just come to you. They doing it in Florida too. Like. So you ain't never got to go to the Amazon and pick up your package and nothing. Right there. It all depends on what it is. They had you come outside and like, listen to people outside. They go land in the package right in your yard. You want to hook the package, you're going about his business.
Okay.
They about to come up with some more shit because, you know, that's causing a problem too because the states is tripping about the drones being in their airspace. Who in the fuck is them? They don't own no fucking airspace.
Yeah.
I understand the planes are flowing through that motherfucker. Dude. They paying a fee to ride through there. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But they want to charge the dudes. Like, it's supposed to be just something, somebody, you know, a drone, a fly, whatever. But now, this is a lot of regulations using that. You can't go in the airspace. That's just like them, you see them, the lights used to be by the store for a dollar. But they be blinding the people that's in the plane.
Oh, yeah, the laser beam.
Yeah, they had stopped that. You know, it was, some people get $500-$1,500 just from having that damn light.
Okay, so I know that that was very broken up and fuzzy, and I'm sorry for that. You know, there was nothing we could do about it because he was on Wi-Fi and it wasn't coming in clear. But what he's saying there is that drugs, money, gold, everything, it's shipped through USPS, where his daughter worked, the Postal Service. And he's saying that he knows someone who got shot over their mail. So that is a possibility, too, that she might have been caught up in that. And I had said that in the beginning, because I know that drugs come through the post office, because, you know, I have a trafficking charge, and I was trafficking through the post office. And it's very easy, right through customs. Came from another country. There's hundreds of thousands of dollars in stuff, probably millions of dollars in drugs and money, and I mean, that's a possibility, but the problem is she wasn't at work. The last time Kiara was heard from was that Monday when the neighbor heard them arguing. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, there are other things that it could be. It could have been a random person. I think what's most important is finding out who really called in that day, called her out of work. And that's where you'll find who has her. I mean, I hope and pray that she just is wanting to get away and she'll be back once her baby's born. But I just don't think that's going to happen. Mr. Coles keeps a very positive attitude. You know, we need to share this video. We need to share her flyer. We need to get her face everywhere and really turn up the pressure on the cops to bring Josh in, try to get him on, try to get a warrant, search his old house, search his new house, search everything, because I think Josh is responsible. Josh and Kiara Smith and Ariel are responsible. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we will have a new case next week. Thank you very much. I'd love to know what you guys think. What do you think happened to Kiara? Where do you think she is? Is she alive? Did she get sold into sex trafficking, human trafficking? Did they take her for her baby? Is it Josh and Kiara? Is it just Kiara? Is it a possible business deal that went bad? There's many options here, even though it's mainly pointing at Josh. And the most recent article said they have three suspects. I think those three suspects are Josh, Kiara Smith, and Kiara's sister Ariel. Let me know what you think. Put it in the comments. So that's it for this episode. I hope you guys learned something new and enjoyed this episode. Like I said in the first one, I don't have, you know, the equipment yet to make perfect podcasts. I'm working on that. This is new to us. I will be posting this on YouTube as well. And if you guys would like specific cases looked at, just send us a message on any of our social media platforms. Thank you. Have a happy Easter. And we'll see you next time.